Real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast, be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
So what happened is back in 2014, when I started my business fresh out of college, I was doing videography for a living and mainly in weddings. I was doing wedding videography. That's what I built myself as. And I did that for a good while. I did weddings for a good 8 years. But in the second year of doing weddings, I was listening to a podcast. I'd been listening to him for a couple of years now, called Entrepreneurs on Fire by John Lee Dumas. I knew I wanted to work with him. So through a really cool series of events, I ended up building a page on the back of my website that gave him an offer for me to shoot a video for him totally for free. He ended up loving it, said yes. I went and shot a video for him. And that led to a lot more work with John and with a ton of other people who I met through John. Still meeting people through that connection almost 10 years later at this point. And back in 2020, I took the One Funnel Away Challenge and I realized that what I did with John is I built him a funnel and I presented him an offer. So when I took the One Funnel Away Challenge in 2020, it opened my eyes to the world of funnels and how powerful funnels and funnel building is and how it can really increase your revenue, sell more, make your offers look better. And from that point on, there was no looking back. So I just dove headfirst into the world of funnels. I use ClickFunnels. I'm a ClickFunnels lover, obviously. But I dove into that world and it's changed my life for the better in every way. And now I get to build funnels for other people. I have a mastermind where I have other funnel builders and people wanting to grow their business as a part of that mastermind. And it's absolutely amazing to get to talk about the funnels you can build and how to get people into those funnels so you can sell more. It's a great experience, but it all started because I needed a way to grow my business and I stumbled onto what funnels were. And yeah, that changed my life. So to bootstrap my business, really when I started off, I got started right out of college. So as you can imagine, I didn't have a lot of money with like trying to find money in the couch cushion so I could afford a gas station hot dog, if you catch my drift. So to bootstrap, I had a WordPress website. So what I would do is I would use my blog as my landing page of my funnel. So I'd write a really compelling blog. At the time, I called it Cornerstone Content. I wrote a really awesome blog. I'd have testimonials in there. I'd have references and all that kind of stuff. And then at the bottom of the blog, I'd have a call to action. So as a wedding videographer, I would say, hey, if you want to save your date totally free, go to our contact form, fill that out so we can get in touch with each other so we can save your date. It doesn't cost you anything. So basically, the blog was selling the couples on why they needed a wedding videographer and why I was the best wedding videographer for them. And then at the bottom, it was a call to action. So basically, what I built was called an application funnel. So if you have a service business or anything where you have like you're selling your time, you need an application funnel or really high ticket stuff, application funnel so you can get on the phone and close that sale. But yeah, I bootstrapped because I already had a WordPress website and I was like, I don't have money for, at the time, lead pages and before ClickFunnels. I don't have money for this every month, but I already have a WordPress blog and a website and all that kind of stuff. So I literally blog to contact form was how I bootstrapped my business back in the day. Now, over the years, I got that website ended up getting hacked multiple times and I got done with it. So I moved over to ClickFunnels, obviously, and I haven't had any problems since. But yeah, it's totally doable to bootstrap. ClickFunnels is a tool. You can build a funnel on Wix if you know what you're doing. If you know the goal and how a funnel works, you can do it on Wix, Squarespace, WordPress, all these kind of different platforms. Doesn't matter. ClickFunnels, it makes it easier, makes it faster and a better process. But yeah, you don't have to have ClickFunnels to do it. You can absolutely bootstrap. So one of my biggest successes in business honestly didn't make me that much money. But the reason I consider it one of my biggest successes is because of the mindset shift that it gave me. So I could go out and make a ton of money. So I took the One Funnel Away Challenge with ClickFunnels in 2020. And I finished that and I was posting about it online and getting all excited about it. And somebody that follows me on Facebook contacted me and like, hey, I see what you're doing with ClickFunnels and building funnels and all this stuff. Could you build one for me? And I was like, sure. How's $1,500 sound? And they're like, yeah, sounds great. So I built them this funnel for a 6-week course challenge, whatever you want to call it, that they were launching and built the funnel. They launched it. And then the weekend they launched it, they made 20 grand with that funnel. And then they could go on to continue to launch that every 6 weeks, running up more people through that training. But for me, it opened my eyes because like I took one funnel challenge one time, one funnel away challenge one time, and I made a funnel for somebody who made $20,000 at their launch. So for me, that was my biggest success because it opened my eyes to how powerful funnels really were. So one of my biggest failures when I was bootstrapping my business was when I started out, I had my website up and running. I was doing wedding videography and was running ads and everything, trying to get leads. And I was running ads to my website and I would put all these really beautiful ads, wedding videos, that kind of stuff. I was just running them to my homepage. I was interviewing a guy on my own podcast at the time and he was an ads, Facebook ads guy. And he's like, yeah, you never want to run ads straight to your Facebook homepage. And I just laughed and he's like, what? So yeah, I've been doing that for 2 years, not knowing why I wasn't getting any results. So he talked me through the process. So basically what I told you a minute ago, where I would set up a blog post and run the ads to the blog post and then the blog post to the contact page, instead of just dropping them on the homepage of a website, give them a very precise course of action to take by sending to a very directed blog post that provides value and then asks them to take an action. But yeah, I spent a lot of money on ads in the beginning that just dropped them on my homepage and then ended right there. So if I were going to start today and I was going to be bootstrapping my business, I would use is one, I would go ahead and start with a ClickFunnels account. Why? I get it. It's $127 a month for their base package. I get that sounds expensive as you're bootstrapping, but hear me out. Here's what I would do. So ClickFunnels has an affiliate that you can join whenever you sign up for ClickFunnels. And each person you sign up gives you 30% commission. So at the cheapest, if you get one person to sign up for another $127 a month, you'll get $30 a month. So if you get five people to sign up, then it more than pays for that ClickFunnels account. So I would start with ClickFunnels and take the one funnel away challenge. If you want to take it, focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA. I give you a bunch of really cool bonuses there you can't get anywhere else. Regardless, take the one funnel away challenge, build a bridge funnel. So you're selling the one funnel away challenge. You're using your affiliate link, driving people to that so you can get them to sign up. So that way, you know, if you can get five people to sign up in 30 days by doing things like going and guesting on podcasts and putting up great content on social media and YouTube and all these different places, collaborating with other people, drive people to that bridge funnel, get the affiliate sign up. So that way you're making money through ClickFunnels. It basically makes your ClickFunnels account free. Once you have a free ClickFunnels account, that's all you really need to be able to make money. You can build funnels for your own things at that point. You can be building totally for free. You don't have that option with WordPress or whatever, but ClickFunnels, sign up for that, join the affiliate, and then just promote that affiliate until you get five people signed up under you. You'll be making around $130-140, I believe, by the time you get five people. And that's if they all sign up for the cheapest package. They sign up for the most expensive, you're making $60 a month on that one person. So yeah, if I were going to bootstrap, that's what I would do. Start with ClickFunnels, be an affiliate for ClickFunnels while you're learning the ropes and getting all the ground or getting your footing. Promote it until it's paying for your ClickFunnels account, then shift gears and promote whatever you want to sell on your own. So yeah, being on this podcast has been a really cool experience, honestly. But I did want to drop in here that, again, if you're wanting to learn how to use funnels in your own business, your own life, you want to make a lot more money, you want to convert 540% more than websites convert. Yeah, they actually did a study on that a few years ago, and that was the math they found, 540%, I believe it was, that funnels convert more than websites. It's that powerful, guys. But if you do want to learn how to do that, you can do it for free. So go to focusedfunnelbuilders.com/OFA, stands for one funnel away. You get all of my bonuses there just for saying maybe you sign up for the one funnel away challenge. I give you all these different things that help you get through the challenge. Then you have the one funnel away challenge, which again, if you sign up, you can do a free ClickFunnels trial, 30-day trial. So you have ClickFunnels for free. You get all of my bonuses for free. And the one funnel away challenge itself is free. Now, if you want to upgrade to VIP, it's only $100 to upgrade to VIP and you get coaching, and the coaching sticks with you forever. So you pay for the coaching once. There are people who finished the One Funnel Away Challenge a month ago that are still showing up for the VIP coaching calls. You don't have to pay for the coaching over and over again. So in my opinion, the $100 is well worth it to be able to have access to those coaches after you finish the challenge. So focusfunnelbuilders.com/OFA, get all of those free bonuses. Join the challenge. I actually help facilitate those calls. So you'll see me in there, say, hey, drop me a what's up in the chat. But yeah, that's the best way. If you want to learn how to really capture the power of building funnels and how it can transform your business, absolutely take that challenge. It changed my life. I paid the $100 for it back in 2020. Changed my life. Cannot speak highly enough about it. And I tell everybody I can about it because of how powerful it is. I'll see you in there.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and were able to take away a valuable nugget of information that you can implement right away in your own business. If you feel your story would be valuable for the listeners of this show, please visit frugal.show/guest. Are you a frugalpreneur looking to connect with like-minded individuals? Join our community on Slack, connect with fellow listeners, share your thoughts on episodes, engage in meaningful discussions, including money-saving tips and entrepreneurial insights, and help shape the future of the Frugalpreneur podcast. Plus, you can submit your questions in written or audio form to be featured on the show. Let's build a supportive space together. Join us now at frugal.show/slack. See you on the inside.